Doing the first of our four interviews this morning, we've got Susanna in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, community.
So you've come direct from the Old School Arts Centre to us. How's the car park?
Oh, the car park is it's not a sand pit anymore. It's a gravel pit now.
It's a gravel pit. It's a work in progress.
Yes.
So I know that there was hopes that the job would be done quickly, but these jobs where you dig up the
ground.
So we are here to talk about the Spirit of Christmas exhibition, which is opening.
Opening on Saturday, but we will have an evening opening on Friday. It's not advertised on the posters because, but it looks like we can have it. It's Bubbles and Trying the Christmas Cake.
So does that mean the car park might be ready?
No.
Okay. you're still going to be walking along the grass bank. The grass bank to get in.
Not at all, Aaron. Oh. The Christmas exhibition has moved.
Ah, I'm so out with the play. where's it going to be?
It's going to be at 58 Wallace Street at the old Raglan Joinery Workshop. In the historic building between Rivet and Munster.
Isn't there a joiner in there still? Doesn't Marcus take a Munster?
No, Marcus has moved to Main Road quite a long time ago, but okay. Andreas has used the workshop for building our house, and now he was kind enough to have a three-day Munster clean out. I mean, it was...
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be quite the clean out for, if there's been years.
Yeah, we moved, for the last 3 days, we moved tons and tons of machinery, tons of weight of machinery.
And probably a lot of dust and...
Oh,
wood
yeah,
chips.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that. I'm over dust.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So what number Wallace Street is that?
58 Wallace Street.
58 Wallace Street. And everyone should know that. It's the old dairy factory. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, locals know it. I never knew. The signs on this road say 58 Wallace Street in the old joinery workshop. It's between Rivet Gallery and Munster Gallery.
Yeah, it hasn't been a dairy factory for many decades,
Exactly.
Although it looks like when you drive around New Zealand, you see lots of old buildings kind of shaped like that one, the old school dairy factories. Now we have those big monstrous things.
Yeah.
Like at Tarapa, it's a completely different story. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's good to know that we've got a venue that you can park close to and walk in. So what's going to be happening with the Spirit of Christmas exhibition?
Okay, the Spirit of Christmas exhibition will go more industrial chic.
Yep, for sure.
And we have 20 locals who made amazing things from eatables to Christmas decorations, jewelry, beautiful dyed fabric made in lampshades and bags. And so we still have the $5 to $500. So everything is very affordable.
Yep.
So you can splash out. We have garden sculpture, or you can go small. And it's all plastic free, locally made, and often recycled material from the earth. Like this Christmas exhibition is the 10th, number 10, 10
right.
years in the running.
Yeah.
And it was dreamed up by the Glacier team and the Raglan Community Glacier team, and to actually create funds to build the new glacier.
Right, and the whole creative space
that's
above it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's done. But it's such an event now on the calendar that people ask me already in October, when are you having the Christmas exhibition?
Right, so it's good for the Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Is the idea. And we should be clear that, like most exhibitions, you go and you buy something, you put a red sticker on it and wait for the end of the exhibition. But this is not like that, is it?
No. The Christmas exhibition is cash and carry. So you want something, you get it.
Right. And then have you got more stuff to replace that?
Yeah, well, hopefully. we will.
You will? Good. I think you were worried that some of the artists were dragging their heels a little bit. But
No, I think everybody... I mean, it's number 10. I think everybody gets the gist. They're very well prepared. I mean, last year we we broke a glass ceiling off, and the sales were amazing. So just community, 30% of the sale value stays in the old school.
Yes,
goes into their budget and how to run this amazing community place, and the rest goes into the pockets of the artists. Mm-hmm. And so you support local and local, local and local.
Yeah.
So and the old school, you support virtually the whole community. Yeah.
Mm.
But the running of the old school.
So what sort of art forms are we talking about here? Like sculpture, painting, clay?
Yeah,
what is
painting.
It?
We have just flip. Well, we have jewelry. We have four people doing jewelry, and it's clay and metal and glass.
Okay.
And we have fabric dyes. We have wood. We have amazing wood carving going on. We have clay, lots of clay, and very creative clay, of course. And we have painting.
Actual paintings?
Paintings, yeah. We have Toni Kingston. You know, everybody knows her lovely work. She does a lot with resin. You know, she does these amazing round, whole universe type of paintings. They're just amazing.
Okay, I don't know if I've seen those. What about photography? Any photography?
Photography, yes. Yeah. We have Jill.
Julian, cool. Okay,
well, photography, of course, and I don't want to miss anybody, but we have amazing.
It's going to happen. There's 20 artists.
20 artists.
Are you one of them?
Yes, I do. I am. Yeah.
What are you making?
I do a little clay trinkets mainly.
Okay,
you know?
And you mentioned someone. You said jewelry, and then you said one of the jewelry artists works in clay. Is that right?
Yes.
How does that? Because I imagine clay is big, bulky things. So
no. You will be amazed. It's totally fine. It's beautiful. It's very, very high class.
Right.
What she does, and just something came into my mind. I just someone I wanted to mention, and now it's all gone. Anyway, we have driftwood Christmas trees.
The
famous Christmas, and they're getting better and better each year.
I noticed my neighbors had put their Christmas tree up already, which is a little bit alarming. But they got young kids, so
yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's the right time now.
It would, I guess. We're into December.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so the driftwood Christmas trees, and they're usually in short supply, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So I'm amazed that they're still, but they are amazing. This year, I think they're the best ever.
Mm,
they're very up there.
All right. And for, you said there's the idea is that you can buy things from $5 to $500. What can you get for
$5? $5 is a Christmas decoration, probably, for your tree, or to embellish your present, or just a little keepsake. You can put it on your key ring if you wanted to.
Okay. Mm. And are you guys doing the Christmas cakes again this year?
Yes, we do. So Sarah is, as I speak, in the clay shed throwing the balls, but we already have some, but we aim to sell 45 Christmas cakes. That's what we prepared for.
Can you describe how they work with the bowl?
It's a bowl which is the size of a ramen bowl, or you know, a good muesli bowl.
Yeah.
And so you get the lovely handmade ceramic bowl, beautifully decorated. Plus the cake inside. Mm. It's baked inside.
Yep.
And so we wrap it beautifully with a little ceramic Christmas decoration on it. And that's a wonderful present. They're $45, extremely good value.
And how do you get hold of them?
You can ring the old school or go online and find somewhere. I'm not very good on computers.
RaglanArtsCentre.co.nz is the website. If you just Google Raglan Arts Centre, and I know the phone number is 0023. So,
yeah.
It's a landline, folks. Don't be confused.
Yeah.
An actual landline. And
so it's 07825.
Yeah. And you get Max or Shona, I think, inside.
Yeah. Or leave a message or send an email. And we will have some cakes also for sale at the exhibition, so you can take them home. We have raffle. So
a raffle.
Yeah. So the raffle is it's $3 a ticket or 2 for $5, and we have a beautiful. It's a real size, really big, beautiful decorated Christmas cake. So that's and the raffle we draw. We're going to the 17th. The raffle we draw on the 19th.
Okay.
Probably on the Monday.
Yeah.
So 18th. 18th is the Monday.
Yeah. Now you mentioned before about the new build, the newish building now, with the creative space above and the clay shed underneath. Is it finished? Because I thought there was still some fundraising being done to get the lift put in.
I think the funds are there for the lift.
Okay.
I think they are. They've done stuff to. I don't know what the hold up is now, but I mean, as long as the car park is not done, nothing will happen,
and nothing
will happen before Christmas. Then
yes, yeah.
They say the concrete goes in on the 12th.
And then the concrete for
the car park is ordered for the 12th, and then nothing will happen. We can't use it for 3 days, and then they have to do the car park
markings. Okay.
And the council has to sign off, so who knows, before we can even open the fence.
Okay, all right. But if people do need to get into the office to see Max or Shona,
they go around the fence. There's arrows around.
The
old school is open. I think they only closed one day when there was no internet. So the girls are amazing. The women running the center are troopers. Amazing.
Hidden in behind all the. They're probably getting a lot of work done because less people are visiting.
It's more difficult.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Susanna. The Spirit of Christmas exhibition. So, did you say the opening on Friday night? Is that a private opening?
No. Open to everybody. We have bubbles and the Christmas, the cake we bake, we have sampled, so you can sample it. And the shop is open. So 6 o'clock on Friday we open.
It's 58 Wallace Street at the old joinery, previously the dairy factory, way back when. And did I say 58 Wallace Street?
58 Wallace Street, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's. I think for locals, they're always interested. It's a chance to actually get into the building, to see it.
Yeah. I've been in there, but I didn't sort of go. It was surrounded by big machines. So
We moved tons.
Where to? It's out the back.
Yeah, out the back. Yeah,
no, it's very
my living room.
In your living room. It's very expensive equipment, so gotta look after it. Okay, well, thank you for coming in, Susanna, and good luck with the exhibition for all the artists.
Yeah, I will just say the date. So we open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we open Saturday, 10 a.m., which is the 9th, and we to go every day till 4. So we open every day, and we're going to the 17th Sunday. So probably till 2 or 3 on Sunday, and then start cleaning up, or maybe 4. And please be kind. The shop is run by volunteers, and because we have 20 artists involved, there's lots of writing down.
Okay.
But we will have F-post. We will have F-post. We would prefer F-post or internet banking or cash. Just flip your card, because the fees are very expensive for us.
Yeah, the credit card.
Credit card and the swipe,
the PayWave.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for coming in.